الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. In today's recitation, the imams covered from the beginning of the sixth juz to the first quarter of the seventh, which includes the end of Surah Nisa and the majority of Surah Ma'idah. There's only a very small portion left. The imams that covered this portion went through a few verses that are extremely important for us to understand the underlying theme and how it affects our lives. Early in the beginning of Surah Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, "Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum." Today, I have perfected for you your religion. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي. And I have completed upon you my favor. وَرَضِيتُ. And I have become pleased with, or I have chosen, لَكُمْ, for all of you, al-Islam, the religion of Islam, دِينًا, as a way of life. Now, this declaration happened at the very end of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away in the 10th year after Hijrah, in the year of Rabi al-Awwal. This declaration came only a few months after, before he passed away, 3 months or 3.5 months in Dhul-Hijjah, when he was at the only Hajj he performed within Islam, at the plain of Arafah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse to him, that today I have perfected your religion, and I have completed upon you my blessing, and I have chosen for you Islam as your religion, or as the religion. This verse highlights the fact that after this occasion, nothing can be added to the deen, nor can be taken away from the deen. Nothing could be added to the deen, nor could be taken away from the deen, because now the deen has reached its perfection. And pretty much all rulings of fiqh were complete by this time. There's only a small few things here and there that are discussed by the ulama after this revelation. This verse, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was once speaking to a Jewish man. And that Jewish man said, "You have a verse in your Quran. Had we had it within our testament, our Old Testament, we would make that day an Eid." So Umar radiallahu anhu said that verily that verse, referring to this verse, actually was revealed upon our Eid. And so this is such a verse to celebrate, because this shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has completed and perfected and become pleased with this particular religion for us. After this verse, you don't see much discussion about Islam. This verse, then what's the next verse? The next couple of verses speak about which meat you're allowed to eat, who you're allowed to marry. Then the verse of wudu. After that, the theme does not revolve around Muslims anymore. Most of the verses here now go and speak about Bani Israel in their relationship to their Prophet Musa alayhi salam and other Anbiya. And it speaks specifically about the Yahud. Then it goes and begins to speak about the Nasara. It speaks about the Christians and their relationship and what they did with Prophet Isa alayhi salam. So the majority of that which we discuss deals with the other adyan, the other religions that came before us. So what's the underlying lesson here? The underlying lesson is, first, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that He's perfected for us His religion, then begins to give us story after story, incident after incident, where the people that came before us were given a true religion as well, but they did not act upon that religion, and subsequently they gained the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us this is his perfection and this is his gift to us, and then shows us that people have come before, namely the Ahlul Kitab, and they were also given religions and prophets, but they did not take advantage of it, and because of that, they gained the displeasure and anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so O believers, stay away from that. Now, there are various examples of this within the verses that we read, but some are just very stunning and very shocking. For example, it said about both Ahlul Kitab within the verses that we read, وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى, the Jews and Christians would say, نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ, we are the children of Allah, وَأَحِبَّاءُ, and we're the ones whom Allah Ta'ala loves the most. Now they would make this claim, Islam, we know that we are the ones whom Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala loves. But our love that we get from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, one is given to him without any cost, given to us by any cost. But two, to maintain that love, we have to maintain what the deen asks of us. Allah Ta'ala loves us, that the fact that we're Muslim, we have to act upon that Islam. Because look what the verse says. They used to say, نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ, we are the children of Allah, وَأَحِبَّاءُ, and we are His beloved. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was then told, قُلْ, tell them, فَلِمَا يُعَذِّبُكُمْ, so then for what reason are you punished, بِذُنُوبِكُمْ, for the sins that you committed? Sorry. For what reason then are you punished if you are so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or there's another place you see over here, actually comes later in this page. When the Amalekites, this is a group that the Bani Israel had to face, they were very large, they were very strong. And Bani Israel was told to go fight them. So when they were told this, they said, Ya Musa, inna fiha qawman jabbarin. This is a strong, impossible group for us to fight. Wa inna lan nadkhulaha. We're not going to enter that city to fight them. Hatta yakhruju minha. Until they're made to leave from there, فَإِنْ يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا فَإِنَّا دَاخِلُونَ. If you're able to, if they leave from here, then we'll fight. Now, Musa alayhi salam is hearing this from the Bani Israel. Then the Bani Israel turns to him and they say, Ya Musa, O Musa, إِنَّا لَن نَدْخُلَهَا أَبَدًا. We will never enter into that city. مَا دَامُ فِيهَا, so long as they're there. So, you know what you should do? Fa, so what should you do? Idhhab anta wa rabbuka. You and your Lord, you two go enter into the city. Faqatila, and you fight them. Inna hahuna qa'idun. We're gonna sit and watch and wait. Once you defeat them, then we'll come into the city. So you see, Musa alayhi salam is telling them that Allah has promised you victory. All you need to do is just step forth and exert forth a little effort. Allah will grant you victory. What do they say? لَنَدْخُلَهَا أَبَدًا مَا دَامُ فِيهَا. We're never going to go in there so long as they're there. فَذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ. You and your Lord, you two go fight. Do all the dirty work. إِنَّهَا هُنَا قَاعِدُونَ. فَقَاتِلَ, you fight. إِنَّهَا هُنَا قَاعِدُونَ. We're going to remain here seated. So you see how, despite the fact they were given gift after gift after gift, their mistake was after receiving the gift of deen, they did not act upon the commands of their messenger, and they did not act upon the commands of their Lord, and subsequently they were punished. Now when a group is given glad tidings of the correct deen, there's a danger. What is that danger? They feel complacent that we have the deen, our Lord will forgive us, our Prophet will stand on our behalf. And this is actually highlighted in one of the verses that we see that we covered today. Here it is. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودِ, the Jews used to say, يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولَ, the hands of Allah are bound. Now the Jews used to make these horrible statements against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we covered another set of verses yesterday, I believe, or the day before, where Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was with one of the Jewish men, and what did he say? He said that Allah is faqir, Allah is poor, he's dependent upon our donations to him. So Allah heard this. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, do you know what this man said? And that man said, no, I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything whatsoever. He's a liar. So what did Allah Ta'ala do? He preserved that, and He says in Quran, لَقَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا. Verily Allah heard the statement of the ones who would say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَقِيرٌ. Allah is poor, and we human beings, us Jews, أَغْنِيَا. We are the wealthy ones. سَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَالُوا. So we, meaning Allah, the divine we, has written what they say. وَقَتْنَهُمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍ. And the way they used to kill the prophets without any right. وَنَقُولُ ذُوقُوا عَذَابِ الْحَرِيقِ. So we say, taste the tormenting fire. In this case, the Jews used to say that Allah is bound. He's incapable except by what we can do. So وَقَاتِلْ يَهُودِ. The Jews used to say, يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولًا. Verily the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are bound. So Allah ta'ala says, غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. No, their hands are bound. They're incapable. وَلُعِنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا. And because of what they said, we have cursed them. بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَانْ. That Allah Ta'ala's hands are free to do whatever He wants. يُنْفِقُ مَا كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. He gives however He wants. So we see example after example, after being given the correct religion, not only were they not obeying Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then they began to have pride and spoke against Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. There's another set of verses we see dealing specifically about the Bani Israel in relationship to Isa Alayhi Salaam, the Christians in this case. The Christians in this case, now we mentioned in the first day, we had this discussion about the end of Fatiha. غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَى الضَّالِينَ. مَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ, those who incur the wrath of Allah. And some mufassirun say, they were the Jews. وَلَى الضَّالِينَ, those who became excessive, or became crazy about their love, and they became astray, and some of the ulama say they were the Christians. So we see how the Jews are making the statement, and they're getting the anger of Allah Ta'ala. Now we see the statements of the Christians. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا. Verily those who believe, they would say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثًا. Verily Allah is the third of three, meaning the Trinity. And so their belief began to go astray. Now the Christians, the Jews at this point, when they would see the state, the existence of a prophet, Allah Ta'ala says, مَنْ مَسِيحُ ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. Verily Isa, the Messiah, the son of Maryam alayhi salam, is only but a messenger. قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرَّسُولُ. Messengers came before him. وَأُمُّهُ صِدِّيقَ. His mother is a truthful woman. كَانَا. Both of them, يَأْكُلَانِ الطَّعَامِ. They used to eat food. Meaning they were human beings. Allah sent them as people. They're human beings. Showing what? The same verses that we covered earlier. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah always sent people from the community and from being human to show if they could do it, we could do it. If He sent an angel as a messenger, we would say, He's an angel, we're nothing. But He sent humans so we can see they do it, we do it. What do we see? كَانَ يَأْكُلَانَ طُعَامٍ. They used to eat food just like we eat food. What did the Quraysh used to say? مَا لِهَذَا الرَّسُولِ. What's up with this prophet? What does he do? يَمْشِي. That he walks within the markets. He eats food and he walks within the markets. Now, I want to mention two things in close. I want to do it quickly because I need to. Now, there's a lot of points to be made here, but we just don't have the time. So I'll just rush through a few things. First is, at the end of Surah Ma'idah, a beautiful set of verses come where the students of Isa alayhi salam, they turn to Isa alayhi salam. These are the Hawariyun, the disciples. And they say, قال حواريون يا عيسى ابن مريم هل يستطيع ربك. Is your Lord capable? أن ينزل علينا مات من السماء. Can He please send down for us a tablecloth of food from the heavens? So Isa alayhi salam sees this as اتق الله, have fear of Allah. And they say, no, we're not challenging him. We just want, نُرِيدُ أَن نَأْكُلَ مِنْهَا. We just want to eat from it. وَتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبَنَا. And our hearts to get peace of Allah's strength. Now look what Isa alayhi salam says here. He says, okay, fine. He says, اللهم ربنا, our Lord, أنزل علينا مَائِتًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. This is the final supper. Descend for us a tablecloth of food from the heavens. تَكُونُ لَنَا عِيدًا. To be a celebration for us, لِأَوَّلِينُ وَالْآخِرِينَ وَآيَةً مِنْكَ. It's a sign for you, وَرْزُقْنَا. And provide for us, أَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. So Allah accepts this dua. Now look what He says. قَالَ اللَّهُ. Allah says, إِنِّي مُنَزِّلُهَا. I'll send it down عَلَيْكُمْ, upon you. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بَعْدَ مِنْكُمْ. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بَعْدُ مِنْكُمْ. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بَعْدُ مِنْكُمْ. Whoever then disbelieves after this from you. فَإِنِّي أُعَذِّبُهُ عَذَابًا. I will punish you with the punishment. لَا أُعَذِّبُهُ أَحَدًا مِنْ الْعَالَمِينَ. I've never punished anyone before in this way. Now, we don't know exactly what that punishment is. But look at the religions of the monotheistic faiths that exist today. If you ever attend a interfaith dialogue, we see the Talmudic, the Jewish tradition has laws, it's very firm. Islamic faith, same thing. The Christian faith often, they speak about the concept of love for Christ, and there's not much else there. They've, one type of punishment it seems that they face now is their religion is still a religion, but they've reduced their belief to if we only have love for God, then we don't have to worry anymore. And look at the danger of that, the evil that happens in this world. And they say, oh, I love Jesus, I'll be saved. So the result is experiencing a type of hell in this world because they're not holding themselves to a standard. So what's the underlying point? The underlying point is that all of us should recognize that we have this great gift. Al-yawma akmantu lakum dinakum. Allah perfected dinakum, our religion, on that day. So we should act with gratitude. Now I want to just, I know I don't want to go too long, but there's one verse you have to hear. Because this verse really is frightening. And this highlights everything I'm trying to say. What we covered today. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. O you who believe. Man, whomever. يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ. Whoever turns away from what the religion Allah gave to you all, فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهِ. If you stop practicing, Allah will send بِقَوْمٍ, a people, يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ. They love him and يُحِبُّهُمْ, he loves them and they love him. This is very frightening. Because when the previous communities began to disbelieve, مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ, and they began to do a type of irtidad, not complete, but they stopped following the religion, Allah removed them and brought us. Now what's going to happen if we leave our faith? All these are signs for us that Allah perfected the religion, we need to follow it properly. Oh human beings, oh mankind, oh believers, this is the gift Allah gave. To preserve the full benefit of that gift, we have to act in accordance of it. So we ask Allah Ta'ala to give us tawfiq to make us amongst those who recognize this great gift Allah Ta'ala gave us. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to protect us from our own shortcomings and our own hubris and pride and arrogance. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to give us tawfiq to act upon the religion in a way that pleases Him. Wa akhiru da'wan. Alhamdulillah.